Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello there, my very good friends. On today's wrestling news, we have details on another backstage fight in AEW. We have the latest update on NXT wrestlers working indie shows. We're going to talk about Dijak's finger a little bit, because why wouldn't we? Look at the bloody thing. And then we're going to give you AEW's backstage reaction to the upcoming House Rules House Show live event tour thing. I'm Andy Murray.
I'm Michael Humphrey.
And this is the news. Let's kick this thing off by talking about another fight in AEW backstage. It's not as grandiose. It's in the past. Everyone seems to have moved on, but, you know, juicy nonetheless. Fightful Select came through with this report over the weekend. Who was scrapping last year backstage in AEW that wasn't the Elite and CM Punk? Why, it was Ricky Starks and Swerve Strickland, of course.
I was going to say, hit me, but in the tone of this, you might have just done it.
I would do that. I'm very non-violent, very pacifist, pillow-fisted, soft boy. That's me.
Those hands could kill a man.
I could probably take this cane cap out, however. But yeah, they had a bit of a skirmish, is what it's described as here. A scuffle backstage. It was after Double or Nothing 2022 when they were involved in that tag team title match. So there was a bit of a miscommunication in this match. There was a bit where Strickland attacked Starks after, it was unplanned, this bit, after an attempted pinfall. It was at a point where Ricky was supposed to hit his finisher or go for his finisher on someone, but Swerve was kind of like, he found himself like standing about doing nothing and instead just standing there. He thought it would be better if he got hit and then got punted out of the ring. He figured that would be more logical, so he improvised, and he's kind of right. You look like a bit of a div when you sit there and go, yeah. Burr, 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 what's going on? Obviously it was unplanned, and if you take people by surprise, maybe they're going to be a little bit annoyed or whatever. This did escalate into scuffle status, as the article here notes. After this, actually, there was supposed to be a segment between the two on an episode of Dynamite that ended up being pulled. The good news is, however, that they made peace soon afterwards, and they're totally fine with each other today. So it doesn't really matter long term. Fightful note as well that, interestingly, Starks and Strickland actually talked about this on an episode of the Swerve City podcast. That's Swerve's podcast, funnily enough, that was recorded during the recent Jericho cruise. So that should be fun. That should be interesting. Mm. That episode is yet to be released. But yeah, there you go. Big fights. But it was almost a year ago and everyone's cool.
It's probably nice to hear that from AEW's point of view now than then. Like, this story would have scanned as much worse if we'd heard it right at the time that Thunder Rosa was in the toilet, Eddie Kingston, Sammy Guevara apart from each other. Leighton and the CM Punk is called a fight. I would just refer to it as a beatdown. But like, that was around the time where
cruelty.
Yeah, the locker room felt completely at odds with itself. Yeah. Whereas, like, lifted away from the drama of last summer, it's almost like, oh, we get the ending, and they made friends, and they're doing a podcast together. This is a nicer way to hear of people hitting each other at work. Like, if you're going to get a version of it, get this one instead.
It's how it should be. You have a little, you have an argument or whatever, you just bury it. Like, wait until everyone's calmed down.
You want to see it goes on with lists when the cameras go off.
Oh, man.
We beat the dog out of each other, no offense, Larry.
It's an absolute bloodbath. We're all wearing makeup to hide the bruises because we're just idiots. We get stampeded by cows.
This guy.
Like Kane in the background there. Right, we've got the latest update now on NXT wrestlers working the indies. So this was a big talking point of the weekend. I think it was Brian Alvarez reported first. It was just before Vengeance Day, I think. He was like, hey, guess what? NXT talent are going to be able to work select indie shows from now on. And everyone's like, oh, that's good, because these young wrestlers need practice. They need reps. However, Shawn Michaels came out after the show on the press conference and said, no, this is a one-off. Ivy Nile is working for Booker T's reality of wrestling, it's no more than that. However, since then, big Dave Meltzer has come through in the Wrestling Observer Daily Update and noted that while currently, yes, it is restricted to ROW, reality of wrestling, Booker T, he's an NXT commentator, it all adds up, several indie promoters have been told that if it goes well, the door will be open for more things like this. So it's like, this story just keeps bouncing back and forth. It seems to me, right, and this is me reading into it, that maybe the Ivy Nile thing is like a trial run.
Yeah.
If that works out, hey, we can do this more often. Nonetheless, I think it makes sense. Young wrestlers need practice. You can get practice on the indies. You can't really get that much practice on NXT because it's a very light schedule. There you go.
Yeah, it's a good story if it's a good story, isn't it? If we do get more, as you described, better for everyone. It gave me a little bit, if you're going to extend beyond Booker T, it gave me a little bit of a flashback to the idea of Mark Dallas and Jim Smallman waving in the NXT UK crowd and being like, oh, we're all going to work together. WWE historically does not do well.
Hopefully it'd be a bit less embarrassing than that was.
I don't know if that's possible. But like, I wonder if like Dave and Brian just saw that wrestlers were working level up and didn't even know that was in NXT. Sure, because nobody else does. So maybe they just assume that was another indie. No, they... A wrestler's working for Booker T show and he's a commentator in NXT. It's WWE. It's probably feels smart to pump the brakes first and then be surprised when people show up in other indies, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly, exactly. So bring back Evolve, I say. Gabe's back. Why not? Yeah. Let's do it. Sure.
They're making space on the network with the Brit Res, the lifting off soon.
Yeah, there you go.
There's bandwidth. Make it happen. stuff.
Come on, WWE. Papa H, step it up. Dijak, what's his finger up to?
Oh, well, he's not scissoring me, Daddy.
No, he really isn't. So, yeah, he snapped this thing all over the shop at Vengeance Day. I think the cameras caught it. It was like after Wesley beat him in the opener.
Yeah.
It was like bent all over the... You've seen the photos. Mm-hmm. He posted the image of him middle fingering the camera afterwards, which was very funny, I thought. Fair play.
How did he get his jacket on? Get your hand through the like the thing when you can't. I don't know.
I don't know. He's tougher than me. Wrestlers
are a different breed, different gravy.
I hate that phrase. it's not broken though. How?
I don't know.
Look at this bloody thing, right? So he posted that picture of him going, and then he posted the X-ray as well, where it just kind of looked like it maybe a bad dislocation or something. But yeah, it's not broken. That's wild. Shawn Michaels said as much during the press scrum after the show. It's got to be a miracle. It's not broken. We took him, we got an X-ray, and they said it's not broken. I guess what you do is you numb it, you put it back in place, and that's what's happening now. He called it a modern miracle, even though was pretty gnarly looking, so fair play. This isn't a major story or anything, just thought we'd let you know, because what a weird thing.
Yeah, if you haven't seen it, you kind of have to go look at it if you can cope with body horror, NSFW, all that kind of thing. Shawn Michaels, the man who main evented WrestleMania with a pretty much broken back at like 32 or whatever he was, going like, well, it's numb, we put some ice spray on it, everything will be fine. Like, wrestlers are different people to us. They're not normal humans. Fair play.
They're not human beings.
No.
Sometimes they're cows.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, AEW house shows.
Yeah.
You know, this house rules thing was announced last week. They're doing, the first one is in Troy, Ohio, on the 18th of March. It's the first time they've properly ran like live events. The exception, of course, would be the House Always Rules, which was in April 2021 and was headlined by The Butcher versus Darby Allin.
Nice.
Why haven't I been able to see that yet?
It's the new Bret Hart, Tom McGee, that house show, isn't it?
Yeah, like, it is.
Get the tape out there.
It is, but they had that. They've had a match before on TV and it was good, but I want to see that one too. Mm-hmm. I'm greedy. Let me see it. What's the backstage reaction to this been? Good, obviously. Of course it's been good. Fightful Select coming through with the report stating that several people within AEW had known something like this was coming for a while. One source indicated that a bunch of wrestlers had actually been pushing for events like this, with another stating that they'd rather get their in-ring reps under the AEW banner rather than for other companies for a multitude of reasons. An AEW talent stated their belief that House Rules will be particularly useful to the company's younger, less experienced wrestlers, and they hope for creative matches, this is a quote, creative matches that will help them along in their growth process. And they added as well that those wrestlers theoretically being able to compete in longer matches than they will on Dark will help them a lot as well. Fightful notes, this is quite interesting, that most, if not all, AEW contracts actually have a maximum dates number on them,
okay.
But the company never rarely comes close to hitting those because they haven't done a house show tour, blah, 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 blah. And it is believed, too, that while these shows will be taped, there's no word on any plans to broadcast them, which is probably how it should be. I think this is universally positive. Young, growing wrestlers need reps, as we've just discussed, and this is a good way of doing it.
I love it because I think earnestly, and we so rarely get to say this in wrestling, this is art over commerce. WWE have made it clear that house shows were kind of money losers.
Yeah.
They've completely uprooted the schedule since the pandemic, since everything returned to normal. AEW have never even gone there, arguably for the same reasons. This is, as you say, for the wrestlers. Obviously, people in areas that might not get Dynamite or Rampage now get to go and see the show, so it's good for the brand, but you can't put a dollar amount on that. You never know if you're going to build a market. What you are going to build is talent. This genuinely feels like product first over just trying to chase money, which when it comes to television time is kind of what they have to do. They don't really make sacrifices in the limited TV hours they've got where they can do here, so I'm all for it because it doesn't feel like it's a bottom line decision.
Yeah.
It feels like it's a betterment of the company overall and for the wrestlers to like
and,
this
yeah.
a lot.
And that's the thing, some of these shows are going to lose money probably, and you'll get dummies on various internet platforms going, oh, look at all these empty seats. Well, that's not the point. It's an untelevised show. It's there to get people reps. So, hey, look forward to some crap discourse, as always, when it comes to pro wrestling in the year of our Kane Cow 2023. But we're going to move on to our Twitter questions for the day. I actually got four. I was feeling a bit greedy this morning. The first one comes from Mark Brightman, who asks, so after the performances by Dijak and Wesley on Saturday, do we think Papa H calls one or both up after WrestleMania? Interesting proposal. Maybe Dijak's happy chilling in NXT for a while after so recently being on the main. Well, T-Bar hadn't appeared for a while, but you know what I mean. What do you think? Call-ups?
Well, Dijak got his fingers burnt the last time. That's the last thing he needs right now.
Poor guy.
But I can actually see, I don't think that's that far wide of the mark with Dijak, you know. The match with Wesley was very much for the both of them, but Wesley as retaining champion feels like he's got more to do on NXT.
Yeah.
Dijak, by losing that match, now has to build himself all the way back up. He's a big guy. There's a little bit less time on his clock, and Triple H was the guy that loved him so much in NXT, is now up there, like on Raw, SmackDown. So maybe him, maybe not so much Wesley. I don't think so. He feels like more of a project that they might try and persist with a little bit longer. Shawn Michaels recently said he doesn't know. I don't believe him, but he said he doesn't know when he's going to have his talent or when he's not. And Triple H should ask him. It doesn't strike me that they'd not speak about that, but
yeah, I don't believe him.
No, me neither.
Wesley's done really well, I think, since his very stupid tag team partner left the company after that boneheaded decision he made several years ago kind of came out in the public. He's done, I figured he would struggle a little bit, not because he's not excellent, because he is, but because he was such a tag team guy for so long. But he's done extremely well. Dijak's very, very great. T-Bar was an abomination. I'm glad he is no longer that. Maybe we'll see them on Raw or SmackDown soon. Andrew Richardson asks, howdy gents, with Sammy versus Roman taking place in Montreal, does Roman get the clean win or with shenanigans? Also, will this be the hottest WWE crowd since Cena, Punk, Money in the Bank? I'm going to answer this real quick. Yes, I think it will be the hottest WWE crowd since Money in the Bank 2011, which is one of the greatest wrestling crowds of all time. I wasn't there, but through the TV, it sounds like that.
Yeah.
My idea for the finish for this match is simple. It's not really simple. It's kind of complex. But yes, shenanigans. I think they should do a dusty finish. I think Sami Zayn should win the belt. I think you should have that big cathartic moment where Sami somehow pins Roman. Maybe Roman gets, like, accidentally spears Heyman or something. Yeah. Gets the pinfall, everyone thinks he's won. Oh my god, ticker tape, blah, blah, blah. Montreal's buzzing. Nah, Roman's foot was just under the rope. We go back and then Roman wins because Sami has an adrenaline dump. I think that'd be the ultimate heartbreak. It would also show some cracks emerging in the Tribal Chief and the Bloodline ahead of WrestleMania, where he will lose both belts to Cody Rhodes.
I can't top that, nor would I want to, with the same Jey Uso prediction that we're all making, which would be fine, but everybody's kind of made that assumption that Jey is going to make that dreaded choice on the night, but yeah. I like that too.
Yeah, lots of good options with this match, I think. There's not many bad ones. No. A squash would be bad, but they're obviously not going to do that. So.
Oh, the near fall. Like the Blue Thunderbomb 2 count is going to be unbelievable.
Boy. Oh, boy. John Harrison, he of guitar, asks, hello, John. Good morning, boys. If the AEW House Rules Tour, I can't speak, is a success and the company beginning a more rigorous house show schedule, do you think the style of on-screen action will change? Have a great day. Peace and love.
It should get better. By rights, not to simplify these things, but everyone should improve. Wrestlers will learn things, they'll try things. WWE used to run their main, the pay-per-view main events like dark at house shows, so wrestlers will get to work stuff out without it feeling practiced, I suppose. So, yes, but I mean, last week's Dynamite was earning raves for the amount of like 4-star plus matches it had. Like, Dynamite always shoots for the stars with its quality of in-ring, even if it doesn't
literally
make it.
Literally shoots for the stars.
Indeed. So, you know, like, I just think that whatever we've got now, if it can be improved upon, these house shows will find their way.
Yeah.
No bad things.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I love people like Powerhouse Hobbs. Like, I think he's great. I think he's awesome. But, like, you can't tell me that a wrestler in his position would not benefit from working 2 or 3 times more a week.
Athena did it on Dark and Dark Elevation. Like, imagine, like, her development came from Dark and Dark Elevation.
Yeah, trying out characters.
Yeah, imagine what you could do without even the pressure of the YouTube cameras.
Boom, let's do it. Our final question of the day comes from Ryan King. I've realised I've kind of spoiled the AM finally here as well, because I'm dumb. but Ryan asks, a question to go with the arch. Once the Sami smoke clears, should the Bloodline continue to have a revolving outsider slot where members can come and go based on the storyline, like the Professor of Defense against the Dark Arts? what do you reckon? Revolving door?
No, because I don't...
Crazy town?
I don't think... Oh man, one day I'll show you my butterfly. That's it.
No.
There should be no smoke clearing because I think the Bloodline will burn to a cinder. I think we might have Solo Sikoa as Roman Reigns heavy as a remaining thing if and when Roman's around. I don't think there's going to be a Bloodline within 6 months. I think the whole empire that Roman has built was based on the fact that he held these belts, and as a result he held all of his own family captive in that group. When he loses those, everything else erodes away.
I totally agree. But who do you think is the dumbest person they could put in the Bloodline as the outsider? What would be the funniest? Kane?
Kane would be good. I don't think he's dumb, but I'd love the idea that like Madcap Moss comes in as a jester type figure that they're just desperate for some light relief after a terrible WrestleMania.
He gets the straps back, but he makes them out of, are they called lay?
Yeah.
Why the hell not? We've booked it. There we go. Madcap Moss is in the flipping Judgment Day. Right,
all the Judgment Day, join the Bloodline.
Baby, new flipping Bloodline.
Purple lays.
Ryan King also sent us our final day. Thank you, Ryan. Sent us many great arts over the years. Happy Monday, totally legit wrestling journalists. I love it when people call us that.
We are.
Which, obviously, we're not, but it's funny. here's some new arts to get your week started right. It's Sami and Kevin on the rides to WrestleMania in a little cart. I thought this was E.T. for a second, and then I noticed it's a cart, not a bike.
That's Dean Ambrose's little red wagon, isn't it? Where he used to keep his weapons in.
It's the Mitch's chariot, I believe. Man, Dean Ambrose was something.
That was
but John Moxley's
class.
Good. Yeah, that's awesome.
That's brilliant.
Ryan's extremely talented. Makes some great art. Check him out on Twitter, at Ryan King Art. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in, putting up with our nonsense once again. I've been Andy Murray. He's been... What's your name?
Michael
Sidgwick. That's right. Hamflin. That's right. This is the Kane Cow back on the scene, crispy and clean, gigantic, ripped, roided up. And
shoot better than the real Kane ever was.
Probably introducing some pretty problematic policies in Knoxville County, Tennessee.
Oh, the cows are going to die.
Yeah, all of them are going to get absolutely beefed. Get it?
That was taken in 2020 when Kane Cow was absolutely fine with mass gatherings.
You can follow us on Twitter at WhatCultureWW. You can follow Gavin
at Michael
Hamflin, and you can follow me at Andy H. Murray. The H stands for Hoop 12, the lost hoop. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.